You may feel your credit cards overheating in a few hours. I'm David Brancaccio. We detest inflation, but the standard cure is an unpleasant shock in itself. Higher interest rates make credit cards, car, home equity, or business loans, and especially mortgages, more expensive. And in just over 4 hours, the news bulletins will come announcing the Federal Reserve is raising its key interest rate, most likely by 0.75 percentage point. It'll be the fourth increase during this cycle at a time that inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, is up 8.2% in a year. Here's Marketplace's Nova Safo.
The Federal Reserve's fast pace of rate hikes has already had some effect, especially in the housing market, where mortgage interest rates are at their highest in decades, and sales of existing homes have declined for the last 8 months. There are other signs that higher rates are having an effect. Consumers are still spending, but spending growth has slowed to a crawl. Wage growth appears to be stalling. All of these factors can help lower inflation. And while there's little doubt among analysts about what the Fed will do today, they'll be looking for hints about next month and next year. Will Chair Jerome Powell signal a slowdown to come in the pace of interest rate hikes? Currently, the Fed's benchmark rate is at around 3%. Analysts think it may have to climb to near 5% before rate hikes pause. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
All that said, signs are the job market is still remarkably strong. Yesterday, we got the news that listings for open positions in America rose in September, confounding so many predictions that the higher rates would start cutting into the hiring. And ahead of the government jobs report on Friday, a private sector tally this morning finds 239,000 more people on payrolls in the month just ended, that is higher than expected as well. If you're looking for a job, great news. If you're worried about inflation, not so great. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board.
So ADP employment data came out this morning, 239,000 jobs added according to private payrolls. That's well above expectations of 185,000. That's great if you want a job, but it's tough if you're worried about the economy and you're an investor, because it means that inflation is still out there. We want the economy to slow, so more jobs being added is not positive in this case. And that's where investors are going to focus today as they await Fed action and wonder how much more interest rates are going to have to go up.
The benchmark 10-year interest rate, the yield on the 10-year Treasury, holding steady now at 4.05%. A year ago, it was at 1.6%, so an enormous swing higher in that year. Let's take the economic pulse as seen through the lens of advertising, where the current inflation rate is sometimes seen as a tool for bonding with consumers. It's like talking about the weather, something relatable, unpleasant as it may be, yet it's an industry that's facing change amid talk of recession next year. We'd like to check in with Janine Poggi. She's editor of Ad Age. Hey there.
Hi, David. How are you?
Well, here it is, holiday shopping season, and you got to see some of the holiday ads. What do they tell you?
Yeah, you know, we are in the throes of the holiday season, and we are starting to see ads from some of the major department stores like Kohl's and Macy's. And with this heightened economic anxiety, what we're really starting to see is retailers going more of the promotional route this holiday season. They're highlighting deals and discounts. Typically, the commercials that we see are more emotional, tell stories of families coming together and things like that. This year, though, it seems like brands are really going to go out there and push how consumers should be looking at their stores and sort of the opportunities there to save money and to buy gifts for people on their list.
I see. And one of the biggest consumer brands, P&G, Procter & Gamble, they're wrestling with this issue of, you know, with all this inflation, people are possibly going to turn to alternate brands, store brands, and not their fancy brand.
Yeah, you know, P&G in recent months has underperformed rivals in some categories like razors and laundry detergent and paper towels. And it seems like P&G is really looking to increase their marketing in an effort to convince consumers not to switch over to cheaper brands. You know, they're rolling out some pretty star-studded ad campaigns. They're looking at new product features and things like that, really hoping to keep consumers who are certainly considerably cash strapped at this time for switching to some cheaper brands.
I'm not, and I'm sure you're not, much of a fan of inflation as in the sense of paying more. But you know what? It does have one attribute, which is that it's like talking about the weather for these brands that have to advertise. It connects a lot of potential consumers. You can talk about inflation and a lot of the audience will go, yeah, I feel it.
Yeah, you know, last week, the ad industry actually convened at the Masters of Marketing conference. And so much of the focus there was this conversation on, like, how do you protect ad budgets? And, you know, it would seem that if you have to cut budgets during this time, the area to cut would be advertising. But historically, that's the opposite of what brands really want to do during an economic downswing. You want to keep the brand top of mind for consumers, so when the upswing happens, they did not forget about you. So I think that's what we'll see a lot of brands kind of do during this period of time.
Always good to talk to Janine Poggi, editor at Ad Age. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.